joining us is Laura Loomer. She's running for Congress in Florida. Well, she went to a meeting the other day, and there were a bunch of Republicans there, and she asked a couple really good questions, but those questions aren't allowed to be asked. You want to watch the video? Let's set up the video, then we'll talk to Laura. Here's Laura at this Republican meeting the other day, well, asking some really good questions, but apparently people are offended when you ask good questions with the Republican leadership. Watch this video.
Hi, my name is Laura Loomer. I'm running for Congress in Florida's 11th District, our primary city of Webster. I ran last election cycle in District 21, home to President Donald Trump. I was endorsed by President Trump. He voted for me. And, I didn't receive support from the NRCC, but my question to you is, I saw your slideshow. It says the 2022 top targeted incumbents, but I noticed that Liz Cheney's name isn't on that list. And so I'm just kind of wondering, how do you determine who your top targeted incumbents are? Are you paying attention to the feelings and the sentiments of the Trump base that is very angry with the stolen election? And why are you supporting Republicans who are not trying to remove incumbents who voted to impeach Donald Trump? It just seems like it would be a no-brainer to want to challenge these 10 Republicans who voted to impeach President Donald Trump. And then my second question after using that one is...
Why don't we be done with that one? I'll just tell you flat out, we're a member committee. We are not here to run against our members. These guys are very talented. They'll run their own races. Those make their decisions at home, they'll run their own races, as I already told you. We don't get involved in primaries.
I'm not asking about a primary, I'm asking about those changes.
All right, let's come back, Logan. Okay, that's a little hard to hear because of the echo in the room. Laura joins us now. Laura, will you recap what you were asking? I could hear the guy in the distance easier than I could hear you because of the echo in the room. Tell our audience what it is you asked and where were you asking this question, Laura?
Well, thanks for having me on, Brandon. I really appreciate it. So this weekend in Miami, Florida, the NRCC, which stands for the National Republican Congressional Committee, the organization tied to the RNC that raises money, they claim, to supposedly support Republicans running for Congress in the United States of America, you know, a very establishment Republican organization. They held their donor retreat at the Ritz-Carlton in Miami, Florida. And, in order to attend this donor retreat, if you're not a corporate lobbyist or a member of the NRCC in Washington, D.C., an employee of theirs, you have to donate $25,000 to the NRCC in order to attend this as part of the Chairman's Club, which gives you access to both of their donor retreats each year. And so one of my donors actually asked me if I would attend the conference as his guest. And I said, certainly. So I drove down to Miami. And when I arrived, I checked in. And then at 9 a.m., Kevin McCarthy gave the welcoming address. And, I walked up to Kevin McCarthy and introduced myself. And then he gave his presentation and gave a slideshow where he was talking about the NRCC's goals taking back the House in 2022. And he gave this slideshow presentation where he talked about what he claims are the most important issues for Republican voters going into 2022. And what was really interesting about this presentation that I noticed, Brandon, is that there wasn't a single mention during the entire meeting of President Donald Trump's name. His name wasn't uttered once, despite the fact that he's the leader of the Republican Party. The term America First was not mentioned once, and there was nothing mentioned at all about voter fraud, election integrity, or big tech election interference or social media censorship, despite the fact that polling across this nation shows that over one-third of Americans believe the election was stolen and fraudulent, and also that over 80% of Americans believe that it's time to break up big tech because they interfere in our election. So these are mainstream issues and talking points that the GOP is choosing to ignore because they are totally out of touch with their base. And so Kevin McCarthy and Tom Emmer, of course, is a RINO establishment member of Congress in the Republican Party who represents Minnesota's 6th District, okay? He is responsible through his lack of leadership and absolute fecklessness of joining Keith Ellison in the creation of the Somali caucus. And it's because of Tom Emmer that parts of Minnesota have turned into absolute third world Somali Sharia no-go zones, or, you know, as President Donald Trump would like to call it, an absolute, you know.
Yeah, exactly. This is where you have the what St. Paul's oftentimes referred to by some as Little Somalia.
Yeah. And you see, Tom Emmer, this is the guy who's in charge of the NRCC. So, you know, if you recall when President Donald Trump held a rally in Minnesota, when he was running for re-election, there was a chant that broke out in the crowd where people were chanting, "Send her back," in reference to Ilhan Omar, who is a Somali migrant who committed immigration fraud and campaign finance fraud and marriage fraud by marrying her brother, a story that I broke when I was investigating Omar before she was even elected to Congress on the ground in Minnesota. And that's during my time where I met Mike Lindell, of course, because I was also investigating and exposing Keith Ellison, you know, who is now the Attorney General of Minnesota. And Tom Emmer aligns with these people. And so Tom Emmer issued a statement saying that President Donald Trump's statement to say send her back was racist, and he condemned the chant. And this is who he supports, okay? So this is the guy who is in charge of deciding which Republicans get money, okay, who are running for office. And yet he's protecting Ilhan Omar. He's protecting Keith Ellison. Okay. He's helping Somali invaders in Minnesota get their welfare checks at the expense of other people in Minnesota. Okay. And what happened was they had a Q&A session. So after Kevin McCarthy was done speaking, he has this little posse of establishment followers called Team McCarthy, okay? It's really funny. They call themselves Team McCarthy. And they get up on stage in the shape of a panel with four chairs and their little water bottles and their desks. And they go around talking about how, oh, we've raised this much money and we're so proud. And, you know, going into 2022, we've decided which candidates are worthy of being invested in. And so they are telling all these millionaires and billionaires and corporate lobbyists in the room, these are our selected candidates who are worthy of you donating to. A bunch of no-name candidates, by the way, that I've never heard of in my life. Like, none of them are America First pro-Trump candidates. They're all just a bunch of establishment shills. I've never heard of any of these people, and I'm very politically informed. I mean, I'm probably one of the most politically active and politically aware candidates and America First activists in this country, and I've honestly never heard of these people. And so it was just really telling.
So what does that tell you? What is it, if this is the kind of candidates they're picking already to put up for election and funding, what does that tell you about the agenda that McCarthy's going to run?
They don't want to win, because let's be honest, the Republican Party leadership helped the Democrats steal the election. And that's the biggest elephant in the room that nobody wants to talk about. That's the reason why Ronna Romney, of course, failed to have Election Day ground operations during the election, because they clearly wanted the Democrats to steal the election. And we know that there are 10 Republicans who voted to impeach President Trump who clearly signed off on the theft of the election, and they're happy with it. They are happy with the fact that Trump supporters are now rounded up as political prisoners in gulags in D.C. So what happened was, when Team McCarthy was done presenting, right, one of the slideshows that they had during their presentation was the slideshow that said 2022 top targeted incumbents, okay? And these are incumbents that the NRCC wants to go after, or in their words, oh, these are the 10 incumbents that Kevin McCarthy is going to make miserable, you know? And then everybody chants and jeers. It's like, ooh, wow, so cool, right? And like I said, these are no-name members of Congress, incumbents who I've honestly, you don't really hear from, because they're not polarizing figures. They're not exactly key players in our political system in our country. They're just 10 incumbents, right, that most Americans have never heard of. And so when I looked at this list, I took notes, and I was like, this is really interesting, because none of the 10 Republicans, rhino turncoats, who voted to impeach President Trump were on the list.
Huh.
And so I was thinking to myself, this is really strange. Their approval ratings are so low. People like Liz Cheney have a 97% disapproval rating nationwide, and she's such a turncoat that she has actually not only been censored by the Republican Party of Wyoming, but they have actually removed her. They don't even recognize her as being a Republican. And so they said, okay, we're going to open the floor to a Q&A. And, you know, that's their mistake. They should have known better than to have a Q&A when Laura Loomer was sitting in the office. I took advantage of that. And when they said, does anybody have a question? I said, yeah, I have a question. And so they had their person bring me the microphone. And I said in the video, you can't hear it because I don't know, their sound system was so terrible. You would think that the NRCC, if they're raising hundreds of millions of dollars and having an event at the Ritz-Carlton, at least they could invest in some proper AV equipment. My God. I mean, you know, it's just basic here. Basics 101.
This is true.
But I guess they're spending their money according to the agenda I have here that I'm looking at. They would rather spend their millions on catamaran sailing and golfing, which were the activities that they had planned for Kevin McCarthy and all of these donors. On your dime, of course. This is what happens when you donate to the NRCC. You're paying for millionaires and billionaires and DC swamp lobbyists to go golfing and catamaran sailing at the Ritz-Carlton. I stood up, and this is what I said in the video. I said, hi, my name is Laura Loomer. I'm running for Congress in Florida's 11th district as a Republican, primarying Dan Webster. I ran for Congress last election cycle in Florida's 21st district, home to President Donald Trump, where he endorsed me and he voted for me. My question for you today is this. I noticed during your slideshow that you had a slide that said 2022 top incumbents. But I noticed that on this slideshow and on this list, Liz Cheney's name is missing. And so I would like to know, how do you determine your list? Are you even paying attention to the sentiment and the feelings of the Trump base? Are you aware of, and do you even care about the fact that millions of Americans are upset about the stolen election? Why are you focused on trying to remove incumbents when you have incumbents in the Republican Party who voted to impeach President Donald Trump, including Liz Cheney? Right? That's what I said. I said, it seems like this is a no-brainer, given the fact that President Donald Trump himself has asked for these people to be removed. And most Republicans, right, if you want unity in the party, like Kevin McCarthy claims he does, right, these are the people who are causing division in the Republican Party, these rhinos who are siding with Democrats. And so, you know, logically, I would think to myself, I would much rather remove, right, or pose America First challengers to these 10 rhinos, three of which have already said they're going to retire, which means their seats are already open, seats up for grab. And the NRCC, if they truly cared about having an America First agenda, they would back candidates to run in those open seats who were truly America First. And then I said, and my second question is, and I was about to ask my second question, which was this. I was going to say, I noticed, Kevin McCarthy, that during your presentation, you didn't mention a single thing about voter fraud and the stolen election and election integrity and big tech election interference. So given that you're so proud of the fact that you raised millions of dollars in violation of President Donald Trump's cease and desist letter that he sent to the NRCC, the RNC, and the NRSC, how much of those millions of dollars are you going to invest into securing our elections, combating voter fraud, and ending big tech social media censorship? But before I could ask my second question, Tom Emmer said, we're going to stop there. You're not going to ask your second question. We don't talk about that here. So we don't talk about the stolen election at a Republican event. How telling, right? These are supposedly the biggest donors to the NRCC, and they're raising millions of dollars off of Donald Trump's name and their spammy text messages that they harass us with 20 million times a day, despite the fact that Donald Trump has sent them cease and desist letters and they don't want to talk about it. And the funny thing about this is that it was a very measured question. It was a real legitimate question that I asked. And Tom Emmer was so frazzled, okay, because nobody has ever had the balls to take
tell this. Tell our audience again who he is.
He's an establishment rhino out of Minnesota. He represents Minnesota 6, and he is the chair.
Is that the one that took Michelle Bachmann's old seat?
Yes, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. And Michelle Bachmann was much better. I mean, at least Michelle Bachmann actually had the balls to call out this jihadist invasion in Minnesota that is destroying Minnesota and turning it into Little Somalia. But Tomer is a jihadist enabler. He refuses to call out Ilhan Omar. He wants to create a, well, he helped create a Somali caucus, and he doesn't believe the election was stolen. He doesn't believe the election was stolen. So why is he?
The reason, and I don't know if you know, but in Wisconsin, the Speaker of the House of Wisconsin, Voss, is a Republican. He signed off on 500 drop boxes along with the liberals and against state law statute. And now he's pushing, we looked at tonight, what's reported to be proposed legislation that he, the Speaker of the House, who's a Republican, is sponsoring to continue this cause. And, of course, the Wisconsin GOP and the state convention have asked for him since last June to resign. This is the Republican Speaker of the House in Wisconsin. Every time we turn around, how about the 8 out of 9 Republicans on the Court of Criminal Appeals in Texas that are going to voted to strip the Attorney General of Texas of the right to investigate voter crime? Every time we turn around, we're running into the dirty Republicans.
And so because they shouted me down and they said, we don't talk about that here, then he said, these people are very talented people, as in the 10 Republicans who voted to impeach President Donald Trump. And the glorious thing about this is I don't think they saw the camera. They didn't think that anybody was recording, right, because it was supposed to be all their people.
Right.
And so they said this. They say that when politicians get confronted and they get thrown off guard, they say the quiet part out loud. So they admitted, we don't talk about the stolen election. They admitted that they admire Liz Cheney and the other 9 Republicans who voted to impeach President Donald Trump. They said in their own words that they're going to keep supporting them because they're members, right? They're going to keep giving them money raised by the NRCC out of Donald Trump's name.
So I've got less than 60 seconds. The bottom line is people need to stop sending money to the RNC and to the...
Stop donating to the NRCC. The NRSC and the RNC, and it's time to primary Kevin McCarthy, and it's time to primary Tom Emmer, and it's time to remove Mitch McConnell and Ronna Romney. We need a hostile takeover of the Republican Party, and Kevin McCarthy can never be Speaker of the House, and this video is proof. And when I get to Congress, I will not be voting for Kevin McCarthy as Speaker of the House, and I am asking every other America First candidate to take the pledge. And if you want to support the hostile takeover of the GOP, you can go to LauraLoomerForCongress.com, because we cannot allow for rhinos to keep holding us hostage. We must remove them. We must put up primary opponents to Kevin McCarthy and Tom Emmer.
Yeah, I don't. It's time to clean house with these people. You're absolutely right. Laura Loomer for Congress.com. Laura Loomer, it's been on the screen there. Laura Loomer for Congress.com. As always, Laura, thank you for keeping their feet to the fire. Anytime you got breaking news, you let us know. We love these videos when you do this kind of stuff. I love interviewing you about it, so let me know, okay?
I appreciate you having me on, and thank you to Mike Lindell as well, who I spoke with today. And people can also use my promo code Loomer at MyPillow.com for savings, so we can support Mike Lindell.
Awesome. Thank you. Laura Loomer, checking in her website, LauraLoomerForCongress.com.